Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, September 11th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
It's a T-boy, but Yetis, it's hard to say September 11th without thinking of September 11th.
It was weird for me to just say that, Jack. Like, it was hard for me to say that.
You were in eighth grade when it happened, and we both remember it.
Okay, so I was in New York, Jack was in Vermont, but here's the thing. No matter where you were, it touched all of us in some way, and you're never going to forget it.
No, we won't.
So in the meantime, Yetis, Jack and I made this pod a T-boy. Jack, what's our first story for today's show?
Our first story is Chobani. The yogurt company just hired an in-house writer and they're paying them $285,000 a year.
Yetis, the internet thinks $300K for a writer is outrageous, but Jack and I think it's a steal.
For our second story, the top performing stock of 2023, you would never guess it.
You're never gonna guess this.
Carvana.
Carvana.
Carvana has surged by 1,000% since May because Wall Street believes in forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
And our third and final story is Kanye. Kanye destroyed Adidas' sales last year, but Adidas has found a savior.
And who is that, Jack?
The Samba.
The Samba shoe. Yetis, the classic Samba shoe has graduated from Adidas.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
An absolutely wonderful mix after a weekend, Jack.
We're flipping the pages open to Hoarder's Almanac, week 182.
Things are running out in this economy. Jack and I have been keeping track.
This week, we are running out of polyethylene glycol 3350.
Hey, Jack, I'm sorry. Can we get a translation? What is that exactly?
That's the active ingredient in laxatives.
What we're saying, Yetis, is that we are running out of laxatives.
Call your pharmacy, call that doctor, ping your gastroenterologist.
Please, America is low on laxatives.
Miralax.
It's MIA.
Glycolax.
It's Attestat.
Laxolax.
It's not even a real thing. We just made it up, but yet that is a laxative we are out of too.
And the reason we're out of laxatives is the same reason as everything else. It stems from the pandemic.
Hybrid work and revenge travel have us all a little bit irregular.
Irregular. And hashtag gut health are trending on TikTok right now, too.
Apparently Gen Z loves laxatives these days.
So, according to the Wall Street Journal, Americans of all ages are grabbing a capsule to fix our constipation.
What we're saying here, besties, is supply chain issues are messing with your body's supply chain.
Yeah, the worst supply chain.
Yes, if you know, you know.
So, Amazon searches for laxatives have tripled from last year.
And laxative makers are enjoying double-digit sales growth right now.
So, Yetis, it's us. it's Nick and me here.
Don't clench up this Monday morning.
Besties, don't get stuck to start the week.
As Jack just read to his lovely son Wilder, everyone poops.
So just relax, let it go, let it flow.
Take your time, yesties.
To quote Taro Gomi, let's release our three stories.
I'm gonna need another roll.
Jack, let's hit him.
I can't spare a square.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in a dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Chobani, the yogurt company, just created the job offer of the year.
Here it is, $300,000 a year to write about yogurt.
Sit down, stand up, and eat that again.
Sounds crazy, but we actually think this job offer makes perfect sense.
Yetis, you may be familiar with Chobani. They sell more yogurt than Allbirds sells shoes.
Chobani sells $2 billion a year. They're the pioneer of American Greek yogurt.
And this Greek yogurt company is actually led by a Turkish CEO, Hamdi Ulukaya.
Thanks to his leadership, Chobani owns over 20% of the U.S. yogurt market.
But Yetis, here's the situation. Here's the news. Chobani just made headlines for non-dairy reasons. They just made headlines because of a job listing.
The job title for this job listing was executive writer. Chobani's looking for an executive writer.
Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style, and the job description for this role, it seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it, Jack?
This is what it said on LinkedIn. This position will be responsible for capturing our CEO's voice and assisting in strategic communications.
Ipso facto, this job is to write speeches and letters that the CEO would present and publish to the public.
My big fat Greek ghostwriter.
There we go. But yet, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. The job description wasn't a surprise, but the salary was a shocker.
Chobani's going to pay this person $250,000 to write.
It's up to $278,000 in annual pay for the Chobani writing role.
Plus a bonus.
He's like the poet laureate of dairy, Jack.
$300,000 to write about yogurt? Even the lactose intolerant are applying to this job.
Jack, at that price, Charles Dickens would come back from the dead to write for Chobani.
Now, yeah, these endless puns were being posted on Twitter about Chobani's unique yogurt culture.
I'm sorry, Jack. You know who just applied? Dostoevsky.
And this job listing said that English majors had an advantage, a major advantage.
Yeah, they did. Poli sci need not apply.
But let me stop you there, Yetis. The position has been filled, Chobani confirmed.
On the other hand, the drama has not stopped.
Most of the chatter online about this Chobani job listing is that they're paying too much.
But Jack and I, we don't think this $300,000 salary is ridiculous at all.
No, we respect it because of our takeaway.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Chobani?
Every CEO these days is really the CCO.
Yetis, what executives say publicly has never been more scrutinized and more important than today.
And what executives say privately has been never more at risk of becoming public.
And that's why Jack and I think a CEO's top responsibility today is actually Chief Communication Officer.
Chief Communications Officer, the CCO.
Because a CEO has to communicate with investors and with customers and with employees. Every interaction gets attention.
Because today, investors, customers, employees, they don't just want to know about your products. They want to know what you stand for.
And for years, Chobani's been communicating that Chobani does good for the world.
And now their CEO has a full-time, top-paid writer on staff to help with that crucial task.
Top-paid, top-quality.
Because an executive's number one job is to communicate.
If you're a CEO, you're really a CCO. For our second story, the top performing stock this year, get this, it's Carvana.
Carvana stock is up 1,000% since May thanks to forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
But any Wall Street forgiveness comes with an asterisk.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it does. Yetis, Carvana, the online used car buying company, $9 billion valuation, famous for their car vending machines.
Yeah, you can buy a car online, sight unseen, and then go to a 10-story see-through garage that has a mechanical arm that's going to grab that Honda you ordered and deliver it on the ground floor to your family.
Bring the kids. This is full family fun entertainment to see yourself get a car.
Naturally, Carvana was a pandemic winner.
Because instead of visiting Danny's dealership down the street, you bought that Buick online.
But then Carvana Pelotoned itself.
Yeah, Carvana. They started spending uncontrollably and they wasted a once-in-a-century business opportunity.
After the pandemic started to end, Carvana found itself with nearly $7 billion of debt.
We repeat, this thriving company had $7 billion in IOUs.
And that's when life started returning to normal. People started buying cars at the dealership again, and Carvana's revenue started to fall.
And that's why, Eddie's heading into this year, Carvana was on the road to bankruptcy.
The stock was down by 99% from its all-time high.
But then what the hell just happened, Jack?
I was thinking the same thing. Someone actually tagged us on Twitter and said, what is going on with Carvana stock? Can you cover it in the pod?
Carvana stock has surged 1,000% this year.
The reason? Wall Street did something very strange.
Wall Street forgave Carvana.
Wall Street said, you're forgiven.
Yetis, Wall Street's money managers just excused $1.2 billion of Carvana's debt.
And another $2 billion of loans that were due this year. Wall Street said, it's all good. Pay us when you can.
The bond investors were like, hey, relax. We'll give you an extra couple years to pay these things back.
That $1 billion you owe us?
Forget about it. Don't worry.
Unprecedented. And on the day that this debt forgiveness deal was announced, Carvana stock jumped in jubilation.
Jack and I are looking at the situation here. We're like, when did Wall Street become Mr. Rogers?
When did finance get feelings?
Jack, I'm picturing that scene in Good Will Hunting where Robin Williams is like, it's not your fault. You know what I'm talking about over there?
But Carvana, it kind of was your fault. Just saying.
But Carvana, you get to be the Matt Damon in this situation. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Carvana?
Guac is always extra.
Guac is always extra. Daddy, some people like to say there's no such thing as a free lunch. Jack and I, we like to say that guac is always extra.
If you're given something great and it seems to be for free, it's not. You're paying one way or another.
Guac, it's always extra.
For Carvana, the billions in loan forgiveness is top-notch financial guac it was given.
So there's an asterisk.
Here it is. The debt that Wall Street didn't forgive, the interest rate's going to double. Up to as high as 14%.
Oh, and by the way, Wall Street lenders, they're also insisting on having collateral.
So if Carvana does end up going bankrupt, Wall Street gets the used Hondas.
So, Yetis, Carvana, it got some debt forgiven by Wall Street. Not too shabby.
And it can probably live another 2 years, maybe more.
But that came with the catch, because guac is always extra.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story to kick off the week, Adidas is going all in on one shoe, and that shoe is the Samba.
The Adidas Samba sneaker isn't just a shoe. It's a lesson in self-confidence.
Yetis, Adidas, they got 99 problems, and Kanye West is all 99 of them.
Yeah, ever since Kanye went all anti-Semitic on the world, Adidas had to discontinue their Yeezy line.
Yeah, that left them with 4 million unsold pairs of shoes over at Adidas.
They're actually selling the old Yeezy shoes now with shockingly high demand, but at least they're giving the proceeds to charity.
Well, Adidas has finally found a solution to their $2 billion Yeezy problem.
The Samba sneaker.
The Samba sneaker. They're going back to their classic Adidas roots.
The Samba isn't new. You've seen the Samba before.
This is legendary. It's got the flat sole, the low rise, the three iconic Adidas stripes.
The Samba shoe starred in every 1980s television show.
It was a little before our time, but like if you used a payphone, then you probably used that payphone while wearing a Samba shoe. You like went to Blockbuster in a Samba shoe, Jack.
Adidas invented the Samba in 1950, so soccer players could play on hard surfaces, not just grass.
And besties, this Samba shoe, it was the first true casual sneaker on the market.
So, the Adidas Samba is 73 years old, but guess what? It's just hitting its prime right now.
Samba shoe is living its best life. It's gone from sweaty soccer to high fashion.
Both Vogue and GQ are calling the Samba the it shoe of the moment.
Get this. You got Aesop Rocky, Bella Hadid, Riri Rihanna, Olivia Wilde, Emily Ratajkowski.
I've never seen as many paparazzi photos as I have of stars wearing Sambas.
Jonah Hill is even doing a collab with the Samba shoe right now.
So since the celebs are doing it, all of us are Google searching Samba at all-time high levels.
And the Samba hashtag on TikTok, it just hit 4 billion views.
The Samba's $100. I bought my father-in-law a pair because he's a big soccer guy. And they're always available. It's a staple on Adidas.com since the internet.
So what is Adidas doing with all of this new information, Jack?
They're going all in on the Samba. The CEO calls Samba their new franchise.
Okay, Yetis, they have gone so all in on this one shoe, they just opened a Samba-only store in Shanghai, China.
Not an Adidas store, a Samba store.
And they just opened a Samba cafe in Paris Fashion Week serving food.
Not an Adidas cafe, a Samba cafe.
Yeah, Jack and I are looking at the situation here. The Samba isn't just a shoe anymore. No, it is a lifestyle.
It's kicking on all cylinders.
And it's almost independent of Adidas.
You could almost say that.
Well, we just did, Jack. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Adidas? I mean, Samba.
Great companies let their brands outshine them.
Yeah, it's a funny thing in the sneaker industry. We noticed that the top-selling products can become their own brands.
The Air Force One brand is just as powerful as Nike is.
The Chuck Taylor brand is better known than the Converse brand.
Adidas has Stan Smith, Yeezy, and Samba. Those brands all rose above Adidas at one point.
Now, in many industries, a company might be worried about their product rising above the company's brand.
Yeah, that insecure company might think the sub-brand, like Samba in this case, is taking away thunder from the parent brand, Adidas.
And if they're insecure like that, that parent company might force the parent name to appear larger than the sub-brand on its logo.
That's what an insecure company might do. But a great company knows it's okay if their products build their own brands of success.
They actually hope that their best products move out of the house and go and flourish independently on their own.
Like good parents, good companies want their brands to outshine them.
And that is what Adidas is doing with the Samba. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
Chobani is paying a writer $300,000 to ghostwrite for the CEO.
It's a steal because Yeti's a CEO's top job these days is CCO, Chief Communication Officer.
For our second story, it's Carvana. It's the stock of 2023 so far, thanks to Wall Street forgiveness.
But that forgiveness comes with an asterisk because guac is always extra.
And our third and final story is Adidas. It's filling the Yeezy void with Samba, the it shoe among the it girls in Hollywood right now.
And great companies let their best brands outshine them.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
We're actually getting two major tech events, both going down tomorrow.
First, the highly acclaimed new biography about Elon Musk hits shelves.
And second, the new iPhone from Apple gets announced.
Elon Musk by Walter Isaacson and iPhone 15 by Apple.
Both debut tomorrow. And before we go, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Savannah Westwood from lovely Orlando, Florida.
Everyone knows where they were and what they were doing on the morning of September 11th, 2001.
Everyone has a story. But one story that you may not know is the great boat lift of 9/11.
It's known as the Great Boat Lift, and I did not know about this until I read this.
Get this, Yetis. As the Twin Towers fell, boats swarmed New York Harbor to rescue people as soon as possible.
During that terrifying moment, some brave boaters came up to the tip of Manhattan and offered to give people a ride.
And get this, that rescue became the largest sea evacuation in history.
Because, Nick, as you remember, they shut down the bridges, they shut down the subways. There was no way in and out of Manhattan that day.
No, totally. I was stuck in the Bronx. And that day, Yetis, over 500,000 civilians were rescued from Lower Manhattan by boat.
500,000 people were brought to safety and brought to their homes by New York City captains on a boat.
That was bigger than Dunkirk or any boat rescue, even in World War II.
That's a story about 9/11 I did not know.
And another example of bravery and courage on that day. Yetis, you look fantastic to kick off the week. Jack and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And before we go, congratulations to a couple of Yetis who T-boyed together, Brendan Armani and Juliana. She just said yes in Philadelphia.
And congratulations to Sonny and Jack, who just got married just outside of Chicago, doing some marital logistics.
And a happy bon voyage to Jorge Mice, who's traveling from Mexico to Europe for some vacation.
And a big congratulations to Claire, who just got a new job in Los Angeles.
And Zach Robertson is down in Texas training for a brand spanking new job. Congrats.
Congratulations to Shruti Khanna on her last day of her internship in San Francisco.
And Corey Lester, congrats on completing that master's in Washington. Not too shabby.
Congratulations to Zach and Sarah, who both got new jobs and are moving to Hawaii with their puppy Samson.
And Mary Clifford and Miles Clifford both had their first day of preschool in Syracuse.
Mary and Miles, kooky that Chris.
And Dean is turning 32 in Burbank, California. Happy birthday, Dean.
Happy birthday to Robert Dockstader in Centennial Park, Arizona.
And Maximilian Atienza, happy third straight birthday with a Pete the Cat theme.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Peloton. I think you made the right decision to transfer.
Because
look at how your life's ended up.
Well, if you look at life and
it may have been necessary to get Molly. Clearly, my heart grew fonder with distance.
There's like a scenario where we're like rooming together and like some old married couple senior year. Like, it's on the fridge. You're like, I need to see a therapist because of you.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.